Welcome and hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Asia Torah. Every once in a while, we have to speak to people that we would consider difficult. And some people say difficult people, but really, nobody's a difficult person. It's just our subjective experience of this person is a difficult person. It matters what you're looking for, and sometimes, let's say, if you're writing a book about dealing with difficult people, you're happy when you bump into difficult people. But still, we have issues with some people. So how do we deal with people? So the Vilna Gaon, based on the wisdom of King Solomon in Proverbs, tells us that when you talk to a fool, enter the person's world and answer him according to his own line of reasoning, not according to your line of reasoning. You might think your line of reasoning is so clear. It is so obvious that you're right. But if this person doesn't think in that same wavelength, he has a different mindset, you're just not going to reach him. So if you need to reach a person that you find difficult, enter his world. Now, on this, there's an idea of my father of blessed memory used to say. It says in a verse, "Vayechem Shlomo mikol adam." King Solomon was wiser than every other person. And it says in a Medrash, an amazing statement. What does it say? It says he was wiser than shotim, than idiots. Now, if you want to say that someone's wise, usually you're going to say he's wiser than intelligent people, than creative people, than brilliant people. What do you mean? He's so wise that he's wiser than people who are a bit crazy, a bit idiots. And my father said like this, to speak to an intelligent, rational person, you have to be a drop smarter than that person, but that person's thinking in a straight line, and you go a couple inches further. Great. That's relatively easy. But a person that's a little crazy, a person that we would call difficult, you don't know what he's going to come up with. He's going to think in all different directions. To be wiser than a person who thinks in all different directions, enter that person's world and think accordingly. And you have to then have much more creativity. And that's it. So if you say, well, there's no way anybody communicate with this person, that's not true. That's you're making a statement, the limitations of your present creativity. Don't worry. We can keep developing this. There's a story with one of the late Ger Rebbes, the great Hasidic master, Rabbi Yisrael Alter, of blessed memory, that he was taking a walk in the street. He would take a walk sometimes pretty early in the morning. And there was a man who was stuck in the middle of the street. And he kept saying, there's a wall, there's a wall, there's a wall. Everybody was telling him, there's no wall, keep going, keep going. And he said, no, I can't go. There's a wall here, there's a wall. Everybody kept telling him, there's no wall. And it was like talking to a mule. A person just kept saying, there's a wall, I can't go. So the late Ger Rebbe came over to that person. He says, what do you see? He says, I see the wall, don't you see it? He says, hey, you missed something. Look down in the far right corner. You'll see a little hole there, like a little doorway. Crawl through there, bend down over there, go through that way, and, oh, thank you, sir, thank you very much. And then he did that. Now, that takes brilliance. That takes brilliance. Now, you might think, we're not dealing with people necessarily that extreme, but sometimes relatives, friends, a teacher will have problems with students, parents have problems with their children. We think, hey, they're not thinking straight, but if you entered their world, what's important to them? What's valuable to them? How are they looking at this? And that takes time and effort. And enjoy the process. Because when you enjoy the process of working with somebody, it's so much easier to deal with. So anytime you're tempted to say, this person's a difficult person, celebrate. Says, wow, this person's my partner in helping more people in life, and been able to develop my creativity and find new patterns and better patterns of communicating. I wish you much success in your endeavors.